Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today's show is on a topic that many of us have not even been aware existed, and that is, the topic is the Akashic Records. I hope I'm saying that right, but Ann Gail will certainly correct me if I'm not. Let me tell you a little bit about it. There is an unfathomably expansive library contained in the spirit world's great hall of records called the Akashic Records. In it, there's Akashic information, and the Akashic information is the soul's book of knowledge. It's got the entire history of every soul since the beginning of time, kind of likened to a database of information that compiles all the vital information about each of our soul's missions, purposes, and journeys in our lifetime. So I don't know a whole lot about this. I know a little bit about it, but I'm going to let our expert tell you. Our expert today is Ann Gail Rose O'Grady. And Ann Gail is the author of the book, A Time of Change, Akashic Guidance for Spiritual Transformation. And later on, we'll have Ann Gail tell you how you can get the book. But let me tell you about it, about Ann Gail O'Grady. She is a healer trained in many healing modalities, including Reiki, psychic laser therapy, hypnotherapy, including past life regression, rebirthing, and more. She has been doing individual Akashic readings for the past 15 years and began group readings in 2010, which are the basis of her Honest to God series of books. She lives in Ireland and also in the United States. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you today, Randy? Hello to all
your
listeners.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on my show. We have some excited callers waiting to talk to you. So far, we have four.
Oh, good.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background, how and when you began your spiritual path?
Sure. I actually started my path when I was 19. I married a high school sweetheart, and he was killed 3 months after we got married.
Oh, gosh.
So I started asking a lot of questions. I went to my very first psychic because the events of his death were a little fuzzy. And so she became my first teacher, and that actually got me on a spiritual path at a really young age. And, you know, of course, you look back and you see how all of that was probably predestined in a way, because I would have been content to be a mom with lots of children. So I started delving into all kinds of things about consciousness, and I found that I was fascinated with anything that had to do with the mind and the fact that we create our own reality. And because when I was small, when I was a little girl, I remember the first time my mother told me that one of my relatives was sick, and I looked at her kind of strangely, and I said, "What do you mean? You just put your hand over them and, you know, like, what's the big deal?"
Wow, you just knew.
All right. Yeah, I just knew. I remembered that we never died, so all of death was such a big deal for me, and as it turns out in my life, I've had a lot of it, a lot of people close to me die young and tragically, so it seems like it's one of my experiences of this life. But anyway, I just taught myself to read the tarot. I've been studying for 35 years, and then
You're fading. It's hard to hear you. Okay. Can you just speak up a little bit? Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah, better.
So from there, I got into healing, but I got into healing because I had a dream one night where these two female presences came to me and basically gave me something to drink. And make a long story short, they told me I was going to be a healer. They took me under the platform of the Great Pyramid. And then I was transported to some city that was crystal. They told me I was part of the Rainbow Bridge and I was going to be a healer. And I woke up that morning and my hands were burning. And a friend called me who was a Reiki master and told me she was guided to attune me to all the levels of Reiki for free. So I did that, but I still never had any clients. We would just get together as practitioners and give Reiki to each other. And all of a sudden, one day, I was looking down at a person, and I started seeing all these things in their energy fields around their body. They were wearing past life clothing. Some people had shackles on. Some people had ropes around their necks. You know, I just started to see this history of people in their energy field, but Reiki was not strong enough to remove these things. I mean, I had the feeling I was supposed to be taking these out of the person's field, but as happens, a teacher showed up about a month later who taught a particular form of psychic surgery, and that became my practice for 12-plus years. And people would just call and they would say, "I don't know what you do, but I know I need it." So I was very busy clearing people's fields for, like I say, 12 plus years. But during that time, I would be doing my own work, examining my thoughts and beliefs and meditating quite a bit. And I found myself one day in my own Akashic library. It felt to me that it was directed by my guides. They showed me two or three particular lives that I needed to remember to help me out with not only my purpose in this life, but just to give me a little bit of a history about myself. And then I went on this big forgiveness exercise once I learned to read the records. There was a two-week period where it was like I was watching videotapes of other lives that needed reconciling or forgiving, whether I had to ask for it or I had to give it to somebody. So that was quite incredible because one day I ended up in this field of love that was indescribable. And it also felt that it was a place, if I could call it a place, that had really nothing to do with this world in the sense of it was not affected by anything that happened here. It was permanent. I knew that this is where a lot of the higher beings are from, and I could understand miracles all of a sudden because that reality could intersect this one at any time it chose. So that was my journey. I officially learned to read the records because I couldn't get myself into my records consciously. So I took a little course that taught me a special prayer that many people who are learning the records are taught. And that got me in right away. And it was this very strange energy. It took me a few weeks to get used to it. But that's what I've been doing ever since. I've been doing private readings and teaching classes, and I've just started this year to actually teach workshops to other people on how to read the records. So that's my history.
Fantastic. Wow. What a gift you've been given. Well, I would like to connect you. Right now we have four people waiting who would like to speak with you. So I'm going to connect our first guest, who is Gloria. Let's see. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
what is your question for Ann Gail?
Ann Gail, my question is, am I a light worker?
Are you a light worker? Okay. What's your last name, Gloria? Can I have that on here?
It's Uribe, U-R-I-B-E.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you've been a light worker, actually, for a lot of lifetimes. So, yes, of course you are a light worker, especially if you suspect that you are. To me, that would be evidence right there, if you're wondering about that. Your hands are really, really powerful. You've actually, like I say, done healing work in other lifetimes. So I would give you a definite yes on that. Are you doing anything now that is in that direction?
No, not at all. I'm not sure which direction to move in.
Well, what I'm picking up predominantly is your hands. So I would pick something that, because there's lots of healing therapies out there. Some don't use hands-on healing at all, but you have a real gift in your hands. You're carrying a nice yellow gold frequency, which is very old. And if you got it activated, you know, you would find that you'd be very gifted at that. You're also very intuitive, and your voice really would like to speak. So I would pursue something on a hands-on healing line, and also get really used to trusting my intuition, because you're supposed to be giving forth knowledge and information to people as you work on them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Gloria. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next guest is Jill. Let's see. Let me open up the mic. Hi, Jill. Are you there?
Yes. Thank you.
Hi. What is your question for Ann Gail?
I've been having a really difficult time. I've been doing a lot of healing on myself. I come from an extremely toxic family. I'm really worried about finances. Anything you get?
Hey, Jill, can I have your last name, please?
It's actually pronounced Janicic.
Okay, and I just want to make it clear first, if I can, Mandy, to your audience, that normally in a reading I'd be saying a prayer for each person, so I'm only getting little glimpses. I just want them to understand that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just a second. All right, so have you done any sort of work on yourself, Jill, in terms of unraveling some of your own belief systems?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, because that's what they're really saying to continue to do, because the truth is that even though we are surrounded by toxic people, a lot of times if we start to journal about our own beliefs and thoughts in relation to anything we're experiencing, we have to ask ourselves what things mean to us, particularly because we all make associations with our experiences. We come to conclusions, and that's what the subconscious holds on to, is those conclusions. It creates a program. So you do have to undo your program by looking at it consciously. And even the process of asking yourself what people, particular people mean to you, in other words, if you're experiencing toxic people, you could put a name down of a particular person and you could ask, what do they mean to you? And you'll get a whole list of adjectives and feelings. And then once you see that consciously, the second part is you've got to redefine the meaning that they have to you. In other words, you got to decide, okay, well, this is how I see them. This is what they symbolize and represent to me. And once you see that, then you change it around with your imagination and you say, if I was going to make this person mean something else, something positive, something wonderful, what would I make this person be? And you write out a new script. And sometimes people think this is a foolish exercise. But the truth is you're the only one who can change a program. Okay, and that's really what's going on when we experiencing anything in our lives. You know, the outer does reflect part of the inner with us, and many of us don't know ourselves at that level. This is why the advice they're giving you is that you need to keep inquiring deeply into your beliefs and your thoughts, because this is a time for you to really, let's just say, transform a lot of baggage and become a creator yourself. So that's what I'm getting there, encouraging you to do. And a lot of times that does come about through going through a lot of adversity. Okay?
I just have a real hard time, real quick, receiving because I was told I didn't deserve it. What do you think would work for me to change that for me?
Yeah, this is you're not alone in that belief. A lot of people have that belief. It's a tough one. But the way Source has always answered us in the Akashic Records is it reminds us of the abundance of life everywhere. It just looks at nature and basically says, look, you know, every year you watch millions of seeds fall to the ground. There's millions of leaves. There's grass. There's flowers. You know, nature proves to you that Source's will is abundance for everyone. Okay, so this whole not deserving thing does not come from God. It comes from religions and authority figures who have another motivation in mind to keep us small.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, so it's not true. And, you know, this is when loving ourselves becomes really, really important, because many of us don't hold ourselves to high enough standards. So I actually remember last year, Source actually gave us a little bit of a lecture, which is very unusual, about mediocrity. And it was saying that a lot of the problems we experience in the world are because we're in a mediocre frame of mind about ourselves and what we think we deserve, what we expect. And it told us that one of the main jobs we have is loving ourselves, and that it, you know, that's all it wants for us. Source created life for bliss and happiness. And the suffering we experience is precisely because of distorted belief programs. So I can only reaffirm for you that, and this was a lesson I had to learn also, is that everybody is entitled to the same thing. So what that means is Source never judges anyone. All Source ever does is project more and more love to every person. I had to really fast. I had to learn it through an ex-husband, because I was married to somebody who was a bit abusive. And when we broke up, I still had a strange psychic cord to the man. And I finally went in and asked, how could I get rid of that? And what I heard was, you have to bless him every day. And I thought, you got to be kidding me, right? You know? Okay. It turned out, like, I thought about it. I knew it was the true answer because I wouldn't have thought it up. But every time I have a negative thought about the guy, I shut my eyes and I said, I bless you. Well, I can't, we don't have a lot of time, but I can tell you that I benefited quite a bit from doing that because of our divorce arrangement. You know, all of a sudden I was getting a whole lot more finances from him based on our thing, because he got promoted in a job. Okay, well, but the point is Source said to me, do you think I love him less than I love you? I don't. And all that's going to happen is I'm going to be giving him another opportunity to realize love as much as I will you. And that was quite an awakening for me because, we kind of have to come from that place, and especially for ourselves, that is the hardest. But really, anything contrary to that is bogus.
Well, that's really amazing. I mean, I have heard that, you know, you pray for and you bless those that you don't really like, and that's supposed to turn things around. It's really hard to do. It's hard to get those words out of your mouth, but I guess with practice and when you see the fruits of your labor, then you understand why you're doing that. Well, okay. Thank you, Jill, for calling in.
Thank you. That was excellent, and hopefully it helped other people, too.
I hope so, too. Okay. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is, I may not pronounce it right, Elatar, what is your name? I'm sorry.
It's Ibatar with a B.
Ibatar, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you, Ibatar, for calling. What is your question for Ann Gail?
Hi, Ann Gail. My name is Ibatar Star, and I've been doing a lot of healing and on myself physically, as in addition to that, a lot of ancestral healing and clearing. And I just wanted to see what you pick up, because I feel like I'm at a point where I'm ready to move on and to actually, you know, start manifesting what I'm supposed to do with my life purpose.
Okay, and are you clear on your life purpose?
Yes.
You are. Okay, fantastic. All right, well, of course, I see a lot of blue light when you're asking me about the ancestral healing, because to me, when I see that color, it's very different for everybody, but they're basically telling you that you've made a lot of progress towards peace. And I find that really wonderful, because inner peace is definitely a prerequisite to higher spiritual connection. And it doesn't mean that we'll always be peaceful or that you have to be a Buddha, but it does mean that the more you unravel and clear and forgive any sort of ancestral patterns, that does put you in a place where your biology actually starts to change, the chemicals you produce in your body shift, and those allow you to be receptive to higher knowledge. So you do look like you're on the way to that. And, of course, you know, I probably don't need to say it to you, but true ancestral healing, you come to the place where there's no judgment about anything. In fact, you end up loving your ancestry and all that has involved. But then your biology can change. And the biology does change. The DNA does change also from emotional clearing. Okay, so to me, you're on your way, and they're really happy with the progress you've made, and that's the color they're giving me, is that beautiful royal blue, which indicates spiritual progress and peace.
Great news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate your call. Thank you. Okay, we have two other callers. This caller, let's see. Hi, this is area code 951. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Natasha.
Okay, Natasha, and what is your question for Ann Gail?
Yes, I wanted to see if you can tell me any of my spiritual gifts that you think I possess, because I feel like I have some things going on, but I'm not absolutely certain.
Natasha, can I have your last name, please?
Yes, it's Brown, like the color brown.
Right, okay. Well, first of all, Natasha, they're saying you have a beautiful heart, and I'm feeling a lot of warmth and compassion, and an ability to comfort other people is really, really strong. So your words, part of your gifts are your words and what you say, to people. You've got a really strong ability to influence by your words. And even, you know, you're the kind of person that even if you were to put your arm around someone, they would automatically calm down and feel peaceful. So to me, you are a healer, but you're a healer who not only has an ability to heal with your touch, but also especially with your words. So, you know, to me, go ahead, yes.
I was going to say, yes, I resonate with that so much because people are always coming to me for advice, and they always come back a second time and they say, I don't know how you just know exactly what to say, but when I listen to you and I take your advice, it just always works out, and they continually keep coming back to me for advice. So I do feel like I heal people through communication. I've always thought that since I was about 15.
Absolutely. And you've got a lot of really old wisdom. And like I say, the reason that's so effective is because it comes out in the tone of your voice, your love and your compassion and your wisdom. So fantastic.
Thank you so much for calling. I hope that helped.
What I thought. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, we have another caller. Let's see. Okay, this is area code 847. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, this is Jill. You already talked to me. I just called back to listen.
Okay. All right, that's good. Well, thanks for listening. So we're going to finish up the show. We're going to talk more to Ann Gale. All right, thanks. All right.
Thank you.
So according to the information that you have access to, do you have access to basically the message for our time? What is the main message for our time?
Yeah, it's the main message, and it's actually a lot in my second book, which just came out, The Nature of Reality. But Source is really focusing on our, you know, shifting our focus away from externals and more to our internal world. And I'll just say briefly that we have a spirit essence inside us. Some people call it the Kundalini. But it really is a God force inside our physical bodies. And so we're being guided to really turn inward and take this, what Source calls the path of courage, up the chakra system to achieve virtues or to purify anything that isn't in alignment with love, basically. So, you know, yes, on the outer, we're still going through climate things and earth things. We've got a bit of a rocky road yet ahead of us for some years. But coinciding with that, we have a lot of new things coming up that are healing the world. We've got new inventions. We've got communities that are coming together and growing and sharing food. We've got people taking their sovereignty back on all those levels. And that is very, very, very big. And this is all part of what has to happen. And even with the listeners who called today, you know, Source would be delighted to hear people are clearing up their inner landscape, because in order for us to carry forward and really create the world that we're all really wanting to live in, we all have to do our own work as individuals. So it's a breakaway from dependence on externals and governments and laws and rules and all those things that have kept us not looking inside, and a return to our inner bodies. And, of course, you yourself, Randy, have written a lot on the emotional landscape from what I understand.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so you would know.
Yeah,
know that that's so important. Yeah, go ahead.
There is, I mean, there's definitely a shift in consciousness that's happening. To me, it seems as if there's two different forces basically fighting right now. It seems like there's this insurgence of consciousness coming at the same time that there seems to be forces that are pulling us apart. What is going on with that?
Yeah, well, you do have the dark and light battle going on, and it's been going on for billions of years, actually. But what's different now is at least the darkness is being exposed. Before, we were just all hypnotized by it and kept down, but now it's coming out in the open where we really understand. In fact, there's even levels of darkness that would still shock people if they knew, okay? But this is why our clearing work is so important, because where they get us is in our emotional bodies more than anywhere else, okay? And this is why we have to really take a look at where we're putting our energy and clean up our fears and return to our own inner core. But, yes, the battle is on, and the dark forces, basically they've kept this planet in a type of enslavement for many, many years, and they would like to keep us there. So they'll do whatever they feel they have to do to accomplish that. But their disadvantage is that the light that's coming in from the cosmos is so much stronger, and we're waking up because of that light. We're being stimulated. We're recovering our memories, so we have a lot on our side as well. But you are right. It's a battle. It's a fight. It's been there forever, actually. But now is the time where we need to take back what's ours, and that is our innate divinity.
Right. I mean, in terms of our government and the way things are, what do you see happening with that?
Yeah, we still have some falling down to do. You know, the government is still on the side of the dark forces.
Okay.
In fact, most of the world governments have been there. There are some that are breaking free of that now. And the reason they are is because of the condition of our planet. Our environment is bad. Our water is bad. You know, the planet is actually in a critical place with its own health, and a lot of it has been because of humanity. So there are leaders of countries who, instead of focusing on, you know, what can I conquer now, they're shifting things around in their own countries so that their people can be saved, so that the environment can be saved. And this is actually a good thing, because it is requiring that they break away from some old powerful people who have dominated them as well for years. Yeah, but America is still under the influence of the dark forces. The government is, anyway.
Okay. Is there a stronger light in America than there is darkness?
Well, it's coming from the people. So,
okay. You
know, how to answer that is to say that we are gaining a lot of momentum. And I do check in on this probably every month when we do the free sessions online. Inevitably, somebody will ask about the condition of the world. But, you know, we're still going to be looking at some covert activity that's designed to suppress us further. But where the light is not in the government. The light is in the people. That the people, like I mentioned, are becoming more self-reliant, more self-sustaining. They're taking on board their own food. They're growing their own crops. They're disconnecting from the money system and creating new means of exchange. We've got many new inventions, many of them from really incredible scientists, but also young people who are inventing solutions to all these problems. So it looks very bright in that way, and I fully expect that we will win.
That is great.
That's what I always see. Yeah.
That's really great news. I know a lot of people, you know, and I know that that the situation with what's going on in the world creates a lot of fear in people, and that's exactly what it's meant to do. And then that fear creates more darkness. So we have to stop fearing what we see and start giving love and light to what we see, right?
Well, it is a choice on what we're going to choose to energize. And the thing is I am somebody who I can see the benefit from becoming very, very aware of what the dark agenda is up to. That is actually very empowering to know what they're doing. But the other side of it, like Source always tells us, is, look, you guys, you know, what you're all really afraid of is your own death, ultimately. you know, when we come back, when we come down to it, it's our fear of survival that gets us panicked and scared, you know, and this is when Source is telling us to go inside, because we could have another conversation another day on the power of the Kundalini itself, not as a sexual thing, but as a fire that leads you to your own resurrection, and it means it literally. So we have an eternal life force inside our bodies, and if we also look at the programming, we've been taught to take our attention away from the body. At least I have, being brought up Catholic, you know, looking at that energy was a sin, you know.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
So
well, that's this is why I bring these shows to the forefront of people's awareness, because I have learned so much about the spiritual side, and I understand that this isn't all there is, you know. And the more people that we can get to understand that, and the less fear that we can have in this world, the better off we're going to be. Because there is nothing to fear with death. I happen to be a hospice volunteer, so I work around that a lot. And, you know, it's just a transition we make. Let's see, what time is it we're getting? We're running low. I want to ask you one more question. So the Akashic records are open to everyone, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And so can we access our own?
You can definitely access your own. And what I always say, and it's in the book, is a lot of what you can access has to do with your own frequency and your own state of consciousness. And even myself, with the information I bring in, I'm very aware that I'm still limited. You know, there's levels of frequency of information that even I can't access. Okay, I'm just not there yet, you know, in my mind. It's like
right.
It's not that you don't have permission. It's just that you kind of have to match the frequencies. But, yes, people can get into their own records. And
okay, do you have that information in your book?
I don't have how to, but, you know, this is why I've started to teach. I had so many people ask me would I teach it. So I won't teach it online, though, because there's a lot of healing work involved and learning to read the records, and I'm just the kind of teacher where I just want to be physically present with people when they uncover things and go through things.
Right.
So,
well, I don't want to run out of time, so because we're getting really close. So how do people get in touch with you? How do they get your book? Do you have a website?
Sure. They can find my books on worldofempowerment.com, and they can book a consultation from AnneGaleRose.com, and I'll spell it, AnneGaleRose.com. There's just a little button there that says consultation, and they just click on it if they would like a private reading. But the events are on the worldofempowerment.com also, the different workshops. So it's all, basically all that kind of stuff is on worldofempowerment.com.
Great. Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much, AnneGale, for being our guest today and talking to us and helping the guests to call in. And so I'm very appreciative that you came on today.
Well, I'm very appreciative of you, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. So, unfortunately, our time is up for today. But if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is always spelled R-A-N-D-I, randyg.com. Stop by my website, randyg.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my show, so you can leave comments for me there as well. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Fine, and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. If you enjoyed listening to my shows, please become a show follower. More followers will get this show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfine.com for even more inspiration and join the list of devoted followers there. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be